Those who are privileged to the higher philosophies know that gods are neither male nor female, which is the yoga of Ida and Pingala blending into Shushumna within each individual. Those who of the higher philosophies know that the gods don't get married, that they are complete within themselves. And this is depicted by Ardhanarishvara, Shiva being half man and half woman, depicted in the philosophy that Shiva's energy is Shakti. So there's a big division between those whose religion is, and perhaps always will be, in story form, and those whose religion is and will always be a religion of realization, a personal experience, and, shall we say, the higher parts of Hinduism that understands the higher lokas and the lower lokas are vastly different, that each god is complete within himself, neither male nor female. Oh, my devotees are encouraged not to pay any attention to the Puranic stories. They have no relationship with the world today. They're misleading and confusing. All my devotees are encouraged to deepen themselves with the higher philosophies of the Vedic Upanishads and the realization of our parampara. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.